I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. More bad news this week for Bill Cosby. Believe it or not, he's still on tour right now, but his show scheduled for Saturday in Washington State has been canceled. It's the latest setback for Cosby following the resurfacing of sexual assault allegations against him in recent weeks. But it's unlikely the comedian will ever have to defend himself against the allegations in court. Many of the accusations against Cosby go back decades, and the statute of limitations has expired in most of the cases. The limit varies state by state. In California, for example, charges have to be brought within 3 years. Here in Massachusetts, it's 15 years. Other states like New York have no limit. And internationally, there are at least a couple of major countries that have no statute of limitations for sexual assault. Here's more from The World's Andrea Crossan.
How well do you remember the worst thing that's ever happened to you? You probably remember it too well. But for victims of sexual assault, remembering and reporting are two different things. We know that sexual assault is a crime that's reported less than half of the time. For some victims, it takes years to work up the courage to report their attack. But in the U.S., if the statute of limitations expires, you're out of luck.
I don't think we should have any statute of limitation for sexual crime.
That's Deborah King. She's an American author, lawyer, and a victim of sexual assault. And like many victims, she never filed charges against her attacker.
Women are terrified. All they can try to do is deal with the shame and the embarrassment. They know that if they come forward, they're going to be criticized. They may be ostracized. Like every other woman, I never came forward for 25 years. This is really common. It's very sad.
That's why some countries have no statute of limitations for sexual assault. In Britain, you can be arrested, charged, and convicted for a crime that you committed half a century ago, even though many witnesses may be dead and the only evidence is the word of the alleged victim. 2 years ago, a high-profile investigation began into BBC TV personality Jimmy Savile. He hosted the children's show Jim Will Fix It and the iconic music countdown show Top of the Pops.
So ladies and gentlemen, all we can say is good night from all of us here on Top of the Pops, and it's number one time, and of course, if you believe me now...
What the audience didn't know about the bleach-blonde, cigar-smoking star was that he used his celebrity to get close to children and adolescents to sexually abuse them. Savile died months before the allegations of abuse became public, but after his death, over 400 people contacted the police to report complaints against Savile, with the period of alleged abuse stretching from 1955 to 2009. Here's Metropolitan Police Commander Peter Spindler speaking about Jimmy Savile in 2012.
Savile's offending peaked in the 70s, and what we can show, or will be showing in the new year, is how he used his position in society, how he exploited his position to get his sexual gratification.
The Savile case led to an even wider and controversial police investigation into what are called historic cases of sexual assault. The people who've been investigated and charged reads like a who's who of British TV and radio personalities, including a glam rock star, a celebrity publicist, and another famous children's entertainer. Rolf Harris was found guilty earlier this year of 12 charges of indecent assault between 1969 and 1986. And here's an example even closer to home.
Hi there, it is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. And from our rarefied perch here in Canada...
That's Canadian TV and radio personality Gian Gomeshi. Until October, Gomeshi was the popular host of a show called Q, which, by the way, is distributed by PRI, just like The World. Gomeshi was fired by his employer, the CBC, over allegations that he physically assaulted women he dated. The allegations go back over a decade. And today, Gomeshi was charged with 4 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of choking. But even in countries like Canada and Britain, where there is no statute of limitations, getting a conviction is rare. It's hard to prosecute historic cases, whether the accused is famous or not. After 10 or more years, there's unlikely to be any physical evidence. And without physical evidence, Deborah King says it comes down to credibility.
Most cases are lost based on consent. It's a he said, she said kind of thing.
So prosecutors say they look for patterns, like when a number of different women who are strangers come forward with similar accounts of being attacked by the same person. That appears to be the case with the allegations against Bill Cosby. But we live in the U.S., so the only court that will likely try Bill Cosby is the Court of Public Opinion. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.